the Pocahontas County Commissioners tackled $18,795 in outstanding invoices owed to F&F Service Center at their February 19th meeting. Bill Fisher of F&F presented copies of these invoices to the commissioners. The invoices involved three vehicles that had been towed to F&F at the direction of law enforcement, who had also told F&F that the vehicles were not to be released to anyone but held as evidence of crimes. The vehicles were towed several years ago and incurred a $15 per day storage charge. One of these vehicles has racked up a hefty towing and storage bill of $17,797.50. The other two vehicles had been released earlier and did not remain in storage nearly as long, but still generated invoices totaling $997.50. During discussion, it was brought out that neither the commission nor Gene Simmons, the county prosecutor, had been aware that the vehicles were in storage all that time. The discussion at one point got heated, as commission attorney Bob Martin discussed with prosecutor Gene Simmons about who was responsible for these stored vehicles, the prosecutor's office or the county commission. Martin quoted West Virginia code, and as you're about to hear, this upset Simmons, and things became a little heated between them until Commission President McLaughlin stepped in to bring them back to the matter at hand.
With all due respect, Mr. Simmons, if you look at 741, which are the duties of the prosecutor, office is to attend to the criminal business of the state.
Don't tell me what the law is, Bob. He's here for civil practice. He has no authority in the prosecutor's budget at all.
Mr. Simmons, I'm explaining to the commission what the law is.
Okay, we're not here to argue the law. Right, yeah. We're here to settle these bills.
After that testy exchange, the commissioners quickly passed a motion to have F&F paid the $997.50 for the invoices for the other two vehicles. Martin suggested that whenever law enforcement places a hold on a vehicle, the tow company should be required to invoice the commission monthly. He also said he would check with the county tow companies to make sure that no other such vehicles were in storage without the commission's knowledge. In the end, the commission and the prosecutor agreed to split the cost, with the prosecutor's office paying $9,000 out of its budget toward that big invoice, and they also paid $997.50 for the other two invoices, with the commission paying the remaining $8,797.50 of that third vehicle's invoice. The commissioners also adjourned the Spring Board of Review and Equalization hearing and set the dates for their budget work sessions to be held at the commission's office at 10 a.m. on each of these dates, Thursday, March 7th, Monday, March 11th, and Wednesday, March 13th. Day Report Center Director Daniel Arbogast delivered an update on the center to the commissioners. Be sure to listen to our upcoming story, which is an interview with Arbogast in which he explains just what the center does. They appointed Ron Fleming as the physician representative and Jennifer Miller Barlow as the Marlinton Rescue representative to 3-year terms on the Pocahontas County Emergency Medical Services Authority. Beth Little and several members of the Eight Rivers Council asked the commissioners to issue a resolution calling upon our legislatures to pass legislation that would require Frontier to provide better internet and telephone service to the county. The commissioners did pass that resolution. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.